maybe the dimension will start, we'll do next week, okay? Basically, you should look at the Beis Levi, it's the first few tshuvas in Chelek Beis, in Aleph, Beis, give it a few about Rov Tzunei Tzor Shchita Mumchen. Okay, let's begin. Hilcha Shchita. Mi hem haksherim lishlo. Hakol shoftim lechatkila, afilu noshim. Yesh omim she'en lehaniach noshim, the Ramah says lishchot, שכבר נוגו שלא לשחוק וכן המידג שאין הנושם שוחטס. So the Ramah quotes a minig that women don't shecht. What's the reason for this that women don't shecht? So the kachkos of the ogre of the Beis Yosef Hiskelov dola ra'ina ain avaya ulefi ani estayt the das ha'ogre kamo shekos of ma'rik. The beminig chay gavna have lover in a liar, kama shekosav a rav b'choshim mishpat. So the mechaber holds that women can shech. Mikra din, everybody agrees that women can shech. After all, the mishnah says kol shechtim. But the Ramah says that the minig is that women don't shech. What's the reason for this minig? So pashat is. Look in the Tas is afilu noshim. So he says, "V'chein hochicho atoyses reish chulin v'nam perikopsim kol hapsum sheshachtu shchitosim ksheira v'choshev sham noshim v'avodim v'tamim k'doshim v'amino hasin dafilu chatchila shachtim v'kamen loshim di'evid mishum tamim b'mukdoshim v'lo ama mishum noshim shmamin de noshim afilu chatchila v'koshli mashikosav atoyses b'kedushin." Linyan avoda v'zelos afa gavda v'shchita k'sheira b'nashim v'avodim haynu b'di eved avla chatchila lo avde ki'im yuchosim shbi yisrael im kosher kosh dimel mishum hochi ama b'per kol ha'psul loshin di eved v'yashon dahi di eved lav l'inim isu koma d'vada muta min hadin afila chatchila el t'sham mari b'hepech ma sheshima hosin l'chatchila nimno mi atzman ki'im yuchosim. So in the Mikdash, though, for Avoida, there's a Lechatchila, right? So that's what the Taz is saying. It might not even be really a Lechatchila. It's just they themselves don't do it, right?
What type of a hinder is there that someone is Miyuchas or Yushchita?
I don't know what it is. I'm going to speak about it in a second. Let's see what the reason. Maybe this will help. So, pashtus the shy. Why is it that women don't shecht? So, for who adim bechul. So the goyin says mishum pshiusa. First, the bira hagua. So the rough thought, or the, maybe it's a chashash of Aleph, other reasons given why lechatchila women don't shech. But the rough suggested a different reason in the Ramah. he said like this, that women don't shech, the you know, this minig that the Ramah calls the chum of the Ramah, is because shechita is not only a, you know, he's not just a technical performance that requires certain things, right, Shmi Bazvich and so on. But Shechita was transformed into a mini hakol, especially according to the Ramah that says that you acquire Kabbalah for Shechita, right? So Shechita is, it may be that this mini be developed as a consequence of this that required Kabbalah and so on, into a mini hakol. Where historically, that was true. On a sociological level, that in every shtetl, you know, the primary religious, you know, the functionary, so to speak, or the chashuv person was the rav, the bezdin, and the shoychet. Shoychet was considered because shoychet has to be yoshemayim b'rabim. He has to know the halachas of shchita. He has to chazan them every month and so on. So shoychet was considered you know, a chashuv position, a chashuv person. So because of the responsibility that he had for the call in terms of the kashrus, so shrit is considered a minyan hakol. And therefore nashim, that according to the Rambam, because Melech lo Malka can't have any minui, that's why the minig was that women don't shecht. That's what the Rav suggested. And he brought a raya to this, because it says in Beis Yosef, I think the Beis Yosef brings this maybe it's the Ogre here also, says, or the Kolbo, I don't remember who he quotes, but the Beis Yosef quotes a shita that Nashim can't shecht la'achayim, but they can shecht la'atzma. So if it's a chash mishum, you know, pshiyus or shemisal and things like that, l'chore, there shouldn't be a chilek b'la'achayim or la'atzma. If they're not qualified, then I mean, they're muzo on the east and the veil are just like, right, like the mayor. So said that the reason would be because if it's a loch of midi, so midi requires la'achayim, that's a swara, but la'atzma, it would be permitted.
Understanding the gather of svara, meaning
any mini hakol.
Why should the fact that a person has a minoi mean that there is svara? For example,
right,
everyone who has a grocery store has to have a license. So that's a minoi from the city of New York that they are qualified to run a grocery store or a barbershop or whatever it is. But I don't think we're going to say that the owner of the grocery store, the barber, is considered a minmunal. Shall I call on that a woman can't be a barber because it's a position of svara?
Yeah, I don't know that the things are, I mean, let's forget about the barbershop. What about, could a woman be a rav? Would that be a meaningless rav?
Could a woman?
We have to ask the Shah Tavi Weiss, of course, but. So, offhand, for those who think she can't be, that she can't be a rav or whatever it is, right? So that's because they assume that there's a minui for, right, to be a rav. It's one of the, you know, so the same is true about a shelf, a shelf and a bite.
Nowadays, probably it depends on what type of a shul it is. There are probably some shuls where Rabbanim have power and other shuls where Rabbanim don't have power.
Well, I don't know that if it's a function of whether they do or don't. You know, you can have a melech who has no power. You know, Jimmy Carter, you know, he is what ideally what should be, not whether others run it, you know. On a conceptual level, that's called a position of authority. So anyway, that's what the Rav thought is, according to this, and L'choy, the raya for that, I don't know if he said it, but you see the Gemara says that if there's a Cherem HaKol, that others can't shech, and you see, not only that, it's that if he shechts, could be the Shechitasus Nevela. Why is that? Because he's shechting, because it requires Haskomas HaKol. So no one else except the one who is the Mamuna is allowed to shecht, and others are excluded from that. So the question on this, which I would ask, is this: if that's true, then why is a ger permitted to be a shecht? A ger is also excluded from minui. So I think I spoke to the Rav about this, but the answer l'choyra is that there's a chilek between ger and isha. Yeah, you'd have to say if you that a ger is not mufka for meaning per se. A ger is just, you can't have svara on a yisrael.
He's done as chavera.
You can't, because you see the havaya that a ger is done as chavera hager, right? So and according to many rishonim, ger is only excluded from dine nefashos, not from dine mamonos. I mean, there are different shitas where the exclusion of ger is, but it can be done as chaver hager and so on. So ger is just purely a loch of svara, but isha melech lo malka according to Rambam could be that she's per se excluded from minui, called kfod bas melech pnimi, whatever the reason is. But isha, for example, isha is not kasher a lot. You know, if she's excluded, she's excluded, but not only legabe anoshim, but legabe noshim as well. Just in terms of this thing, I have, if you want to take a peek at my Sefer Birkas Yitzchak, I have about this, about ger. I, you know, I'm trying to remember what I said. The Rechonon Erchs, the Gemara has a pasuk to exclude ger from Bezen Chlitza, right? So why do you have to exclude it for bezin and chlitza? And so Tosfos says you need it for in a case of kiblu alayu. So Rav Chanan asks, what if you kiblu alayu? Kiblu alayu is shayach and dinim mamnis, you're a baldover. So I'm Michael, right? But what should I keep blue alive that you have a kabel sulim for bezna chlitza or kabel a ger? So I said that there could be that ger is different. Ger is not per se mufka for minui. Ger is just because of the sorah. The havais he's done as chaver a ger. So normally by kiblu alive or let's say by bezden of dinamanis. The pshat of kiblu is not that he's machshir the psul, but it's his chayv. It's like he's chayv in anything, so I'm chayv to mekabel psulim also. But by ger, it could be that if I'm a kabel and I'm asking, that's not called a psul. So it's not just because of his chayv. It's machshir the psul because there's no swava then if it's midaiti, and that's why you need exeris akosav even in that case to exclude it.
So how does it work by
Shchit?
What's the...
So again, but Shchit, I mean, the Ger, who does he have? I mean, he has Svara over the behemoth, but so if it's only a din of Svara Lagavi Acherim, so here it could be that this is not called a Svara Lagavi Acherim, but Lagavi Isha, but it is called the Minui, and Isha is excluded completely. I think that's what you have to say according to the Rav.
Melech Bulamalcha teaches us that there's both a psul of minui and a psul of svara for nashim.
But they're excluded from any minui. But we see that they're excluded because we know, I mean, we see that an isha, that she's psula, all these things, we don't have a chiluk between the gavi isha. Melech Bulamalcha, I mean, for example.
Is this stickle by Summa also?
Right, so that's what I have, by quoted by Summa also. That Summa is not just a psul minui, it's a psul din.
How do we know
because
that?
The Rav said it to explain that a person, from a person to be on Bezdin Hagadol has to be Roy Lahovas B'cholato Akula. I think the Ksoisi asked the question, right? So how can, if he's Roy Lahovas B'cholato Akula, how could Shmaya V'Avtalion, right? Do they ask about Shmaya V'Avtalion? Shmaya V'Avtalion were members of the Bezdin, right? And they were Gerim. So how could they be members of this? How could they have had smicha? They're not loyal to Hoyas B'chol HaTorah Kula. Just like we say by Summa, Summa can't get smicha because he's not loyal to Hoyas B'chol HaTorah Kula. So I said there's a chilek. Summa is mufka from din. So therefore, in those in Yonim, right, he's mufka. So he's not loyal to Hoyas B'chol HaTorah Kula. Ger is only chsorim because of swara, but it's not that he's mufka. So therefore, he, even though he can't pask in certain things because he can't be down, let's say, din in the fashas, but he's not mufka from horor. Therefore, he's considered roi lahos b'chol haTorah Kula. I think that's what the Rav said. But anyway, that's related to this also. But this is, I told this to Rabbi Shechter, I think he cited afterwards, you know, we talk about this issue. Where's the source that a woman can't be a rabbi, which is not, could be, I mean, according to Rav's shot in this Ramah, you know, if women are excluded from Shechita, so there's certainly, one would think that certainly, you know, the meaning would be, but of course this, you know, could be then for Svad, but it would be an easier story, because Mechava holds that women can't shech, right?
Wouldn't it be easier just to, I mean, if someone wanted to explain the minhag that women don't shech, so wouldn't the first place to look? To be told it on is the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that says that women don't shecht.
Right. I mean that's a source for it. But first of all, the Ogre doesn't quote it. He says that the source is because of the Midig, right?
He says the Midig is, but if
and
one
no, but
why
no,
so
that's
the
a shot where the Midig, Lomi Inu, and a Raya, right? I mean, the reason we're not so right. I mean, the source for that is the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The only difficulty with the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is it's Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is a very complicated source. Tosfos quotes it in a few places. And this the source is from, you know, it's quoted by the Mordechai as well in Chulin, is Eldad Hadoni. Now, Eldad Hadoni was a very mysterious and problematic figure when he emerged. You know, the Goyim originally, when he appeared in the time of the Goyim, and some took him seriously, and then some thought that he was a charlatan. So
Doni, because he's from Don.
Right, he claimed, Eldad Adonim claimed that he came from the other side of the Sambachan, and he's from Shevet Don, one of the Seres HaShvatim. And he comes to all these strange halachas. Tosfos quotes it in a few places. Tosfos quotes it in Zvachim, the second perek, about that if you shecht without a bracha, that the shechit is possible, pigulu, right? He has that you have to be 18 years old to shecht. He has that noshim don't shecht, right? The Rav said that some say that it's not really Hilchus Eretz Yisrael, it's Hilchus Amar Yehoshua, Rashi Tevis.
Yehoshua
Ben Nun. Because when Eldad Adon used to say something, he'd say, this is our Kabbalah, till Yehoshua Ben Nun. Right? So he used to quote,
didn't David Malka,
Amar
Yehoshua, the Rashi Tevis, also is that it's Aminik,
didn't David
and Malka, then it's much Aminik, not Halacha, that's the way the Beis Yosef quotes it.
Uh-huh.
And the Hilchus Eretz Yisrael saying Likra Adin, it sounds like.
Right, but you see from the Ogre, it's not based on the Hilchus Eretz Yisrael, because he's sounding whether this issue with the minig, would you say minig lower ino and avaya, see, also depends on the lumdus here, because if lower ino, it's just we have a minig that they didn't, so we don't have, right, but if the loch is that minig was transformed into shechit, was transformed into a swara, not a swara, excuse me, a minui, right, so. Then you need, in a positive sense, that that you're kosher. We have to see, that you're qualified for it. I don't mean qualified in terms of knowledge, but that you're mukshal also minui. I always used to say this over from this word from the Rav, when I would speak to shochtim, because there was a general, this was one of the klolos in Shechita, so to speak, was that the Shechtim and the Balkim, there was one Shlachtas, I'm not going to mention one, that they had very good Shechtim, so the Raises were taken care of, but the Balkim were very makil, and they used to get like 90% kosher rates, so obviously the Balkim, well, nowadays it's actually too low, but the standard, even in a very good shechita, large shechita, is 50%. It depends where. It depends where the animals are grazed, because in South America, where the when we shecht, we get much higher rates because it's a much milder, first of all, climate, so they're not much less likely to get sirchus, which pneumonia and stuff like that, respiratory problems, and also. They're grass grazed, so they're healthier. They get better. You get much better results, but you don't get as good meat because it's the American marbleized meat. There it's much leaner meat. You can use it. You wouldn't give a steak, at least the American market. So they're trying to graze that there as well, but. This idea, I try to emphasize that you're responsible for the community. So it's not enough what I do there in the shoch, what I do is fine. I, this boy, the chutz, is a miracle worker, and he gets 95% kosher rate, No, you should feel achroi for him, because you're achroi not just for the little thing you're doing, you're achroi for the tzibur. I always used to quote, Rav Moshe find this notion, Rav Moshe has in a tshuva, it's a tshuva to... it's a tshuva about whether a woman can be a Rav HaMachsha. And it was related to, there was a Rav in Chicago, Rabbi Zemba, who died, and his wife took over. The question was, can she take over to be the Rav HaMachsha, in quotes, to take over his Hashkochas, right? And so you would have thought, what's the Shaila? Woman's kosher to, in your house, right? Why can't she be the Rav HaMachsha? Why not? So Rav Moshe says no, because this is a minui, because people are relying on her. She could say yes, she can say no about different things. That's what we expect of Rav HaMachsha. That itself is a minui, and according to the Rambam, she should be excluded for that, right? So he's making in this case, because not everybody agrees to the Rambam. Melech v'Malka. That it excludes every possible swara, right? That's a shita sevamba, but other people don't agree to it necessarily. And so that's why he's makel about it. As a matter of fact, there was a later tshuva And you can see that Moshe lost his patience with him, which is not easy with Moshe, to Rabbi Shapansky. Rabbi Shapansky says, according to your tshuva, why can't the woman be president of a shul? You say, if you don't hold like the Rambam, right? And then I think somebody else, I don't know if it was him or that Jew, and they said, why can't, what about the Prime Minister of Israel? Then it was Golda Meir, what about Melech Lamalka? So Rav Moshe said, first of all, they asked me about the Prime Minister of Israel, and I didn't say that about the President of the Shul, that she could be the President of the Shul. Now, by the way, there are some shuls that have women presidents. So, Rav Moshe calls the chiddush, but I think there are other rishonim. Tosfos holds that women are kosher to be a dayan, right, for certain things. So, one day in Tosfos.
And even the day of the Passover is only because they're not kosher as for Eidos.
Well, kosher and Passover, because the Mishnah of Nida says kosher and kosher lahoy Passover lodom, right? So the Rav said also there, that could be it's a pursuit that's only if it's a. But anyhow, that lechori, that day in Tosis that holds that women are kosher to be a dayan lechori, you see that it doesn't apply to every swara, right? Unless you somehow mechalek and say that that's different. But Moshe doesn't call it that Tosis. So there could be other shitas to be shown, this issue about women being, rabbis and so on is not so obvious. If in 50 years from now, if it emerges, people begin an evolution, there would be tshuvas, that could easily be written one way or the other. I don't mean to say that I'm an advocate of it. I'm not necessarily an advocate of it. But it would be nice if the woman who called her Kula also, that there'd be for the man also, It reminds me, I remember I was once in the car with the Rav. We were learning how he's done, and driving back home after the shiur, so there was a balabasa. I asked the Rav about we're doing these halachos of melech because we're learning horius. So he asked, how can Golda Meir be the Prime Minister of Israel, melech l'malka? So then the Rav said a very good answer. He said, I don't know the answer, he said, but one thing I'll tell you, if Ben Gurion can be kosher, she's also kosher. And then I sort of chimed in the back. I said, it says, by we learn how about Melech. It says, the Korban Melech says She'ein al gabav el Hashem elokav, right? So he said, it says She'ein al gabav el Hashem elokav. It doesn't say She'ein al gabav afilo Hashem elokav. Okay.
So I'm not sure how exactly are we defining Svara and how exactly are we defining Minui?
Again, Minui means that it's a communal position. That's Minui. Svara means just like you can have a communal position that it could be that a ger is kosher for, right? For Havaya, that a ger is kosher, ladon is chaver ha-ger. So it's different. The Marshal, in this issue about dying, right? So, a ger would be is kosher for dayanus, for me, right? Because it depends on the actual de facto svara that he has on a yisol. So if it's not considered so, according to some rishonim, dine mamas, or because as I suggested, that if it's kiblu olaya, then it's not svara, or if it's to be dan chaver hager, so then it'd be kosher. Isha would be excluded from any meaning. But it's not because he's saying it's not a communal position. It is a communal position, but ger, the standard of ger, is not excluded from meaning per se. It's excluded from svara.
So why can a woman be a secretary in the shul? Isn't that a communal position?
So that's not called a communal position.
So how do we define what a communal position is?
So that's what I said. What's called a communal position is, it requires a certain standard. For example, I said, let's say a rav, right? That would be considered, or abezdin or something like that would be considered a communal position.
Well, what characteristics of a rav's job or of a rav's authority make it defined as a communal position? So the fact that he gives a speech every Shabbos, is it the fact that he has veto power over certain things that take place in his shul? Is it the fact that,
that people look up
to him as for guidance?
All of the above. And also that he has communal responsibility, that he's considered the authority in a certain area, namely halach, which I guess we consider a significant area that people have to be meshubat in. So that that would be called a midi. And shchita is equivalent to a rav. One step down. Being a secretary in a shul is not a communal, you know, it's a communal functionary, but it's not a communal it's not a position of authority.
So there's a problem with women becoming rabbanim of communities, or is there a problem also with women just getting smicha?
What does smicha mean?
Achlokas, four deos.
I'm just citing this halacha that the Rav said by shchita. If it's true by shchita, it's a kavachayma for smicha, right? You see, the halacha is that the shochet is meshubet to the Rav, right? That's a halacha pidin that who doesn't show his sakin to the Rav, to the chacham, can't shech. So he's meshubet to the chacham.
Nowadays we see that that doesn't hold anymore.
Why is that not hold anymore?
It's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashi. You see that pshat is because it's a chashash of kilkel, so that nowadays the shulchan know their job a lot better, so they're not going to be worried about kilkel.
I don't know that it does apply now. So the Rav should have to know hilchos shchita also. Obviously it doesn't mean just to show them stamazon. He doesn't know what the chatzakah looks like this time. But that the halacha, that, you know, that's the nefush din, that halacha still is in place.
Well, the Yishayim said that it's changed now, things.
Who says it changed?
In terms of Tzorah Laharo Sakim HaChacham HaYur?
I think it does. I don't think it changed. On a conceptual level, I'm just showing that the Shoychit's position is secondary to the Rav.
And the Rosh says
that. No, but it still demonstrates that the Shoychit's position is secondary to the Rav. No one can say otherwise. Whether it applies, it doesn't apply, maybe because the Rav doesn't have expertise in that. You know, and I don't know that it doesn't apply, but on a conceptual level, in terms of the communal hierarchy, that is demonstrated by that halach, conclusively demonstrated. Okay. My point is not take a position about women rabbis. My point, the Rav's idea is actually a very pretty idea. The life in the Beis Yosef and the Ogla is a strong guy. Now. I just want to point out, if you look here, look in the first Taz. The two heavy brayser is avachta chasher kasher tzvisicha melamed shenitzdava Moshe, and so on. Ikla make me hardy isvapeg dalad misas Shabbos v'kibin av v'aim nitzdava b'mora tiksiv kasher tzivcha shemakech v'amar b'yehuda kasher tzivcha b'mora v'mkei maishno hach. Kasher tzvizichim and kasher tzivchav. Yeshem the Rashi Pirush Hashem. The Mishnah told lo Moshe me'atzo hayashona lahem ba'avos moiv elik Moshe kibla hayachozu mag lahem. V'chol ma'asher kosov b'dibros achronos hayachosov b'luchos. V'chein shama b'sina haykan l'shona. V'inkein lo kasher midi devadig ma'asher ama kadosh baruch hu Moshe ba'avos moiv b'mishnah Torah v'zavachto kasher tzvizichim nichalon l'farish ama'asher lamed imo ba'abom yom. Acha Mamed Hasinai, Torah should be our pair, Masha Enkin be Indian Kasha Tifra, the Kibit Avaim, Shu Basera Sadivis, Hain Shamim, Mamish Bishine, Lush and Zer. That's not what I'm looking for, excuse me. One second. Here. Okay, that's the Taz in Hakdama. So now look on the Yad Avram on this Taz. Harama b'seif ha-yad reishil ha-shchita mono shchita l'bitzis asei. V'kachu b'toisis beitza t'v'zavachta hu asei. V'arayvid b'asogosav kasav she'en lo tam. V'kesev mi... So there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivid. This Rambam Ravid is in the Sefer Hamitzis HaKotzer that the Ram has at the beginning of Mishnah Torah. The Ram counts Shechita as a Mitzis HaSei, and the Ravid says it's a mistake. Shechit is not a mitzvah asay. It's a shlila. If you don't shecht, you'll be a nevela. But it's not per se a mitzvah asay. V'akesef mishnah be a time of shel havayvid mishum she'ein ze mitzvah mechuyeves she'im yirtze shlo lechol bosa o shlo yishchot ba'atzma v'shai elu lav haba michlal asay she'tochal shchuta for lo ev menachai nevela ulodas alam tivitz akesef mishnah mikomakum hu asay l'mishavotu lechol bosa she'yishchot o O ba'atzma o she'acha yishchot lo. So then the Yad Avram continues by Bracha Tamur. She sosa kesh mishi divi atzma she kosu pekir alpi hinchus brachas den tilas yidayim v'shchita havu dova havashur she'ef shelo shelo lecho. V'lini ed etam shel Ram v'atoysir t'chosh shechitul mitzasei u'mitam she kosev harosh v'reish ksubis d'mishum hochi mivorach al ha'shchita v'tzivanu אַפ שיין מחויב אב לישכות ולעך דא אַפ קי קרוב לאשן ציווי די גזירט דע זוואַכט ווי ער גאלט דא גיין וואס דיק דע לאשן וואם שם האל גדאל דא קול האט וואם האל אלע ציוונו בטויב ווי אמע זוואַכט קשט ווי סיכר מאש משום שאמע בלאשן ציווי קאמע דא האווי מיט זיס אסיי דא קאחו קאמע פי די ווי האט זיי שאם ואיין פי בגוד מיט סיכר דא אסע שיין און זוואַך האווי בגול שו ולא מאש מחוכי בטויסס לייק whether the Asinas, you know, you're only over on the lav of the Vela if you're the Kazayas in terms of Malchus. So he says, but for the Asay it'll be Bekoshu. Alright. I mean what about Simchas Yontif? So what?
So how can we describe it as something that's optional? You can choose to do it or not. It's only optional in the same sense that, like, building sukkah is optional. There's mitzvah on Jewish to build a sukkah.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can choose to do it or mitzvah.
I'm just going to hold that off for a second, okay? I mean, so the answer is that the mitzvah is eating basa, you know, maybe a hechatimtza, the only way you can get basa ksheva is the chef. But that's still called dava havashus. That's not the point I wanted to focus on. So but we have here a machlech between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether it's what? Shkrit is a mitzvah sase or not. So I thought that this machlech is
so turn the computer.
That this machlech depends on a different shiloh. And this is a conversation I had once with Bishmuel Birnbaum. The first time I met him, we became actually quite good friends. I used to stay in the summer a few summers, but Kivelik Zichron Vach used to invite me to stay with him in Fallsburg, in the yeshiva there. And he used to stay also with Shmuel Birnbaum in the summer. He was learning Chulin. So this is the chakira that he had, which we will deal with later on several times in Hilchos Shechita, what's the pshat in shechita? Is shechita pshat that is an isur nevela, or isur in a zavuch, or whatever the isur is, and shechita is mat to the isur? Or no, shechita is simply that if you shecht, if you shecht in accordance with what? Hilchos shechita, so then what? So it's not nevela. In other words, it's a definition. What is nevela? Mesa mi'aleha. If the animal died, was killed through shechita, in accordance with the five hilchos shechita, so that's not called nevela. But it's not pshat that nevela is there's a chalois heter. Right? So I thought that depends on this machloikus. It could be related to this machloikus on the right, because the you know, when the Rambam lists minyan hamitzis, this I heard from the Rav, the Rambam lists minyan hamitzis, he lists he lists not only kiyume ha-mitzvah, right, but also in yonei ha-torah. For example, you have to do that get, right, is one of the tariq mitzvahs, right, or shomer socher, right, or shomer and so on. Does that mean that if a person is a shomer socher, he's makayim mitzvah sase? It means that there's an inyan ha-torah with the rabbim, you know, that you should perform, work in accordance to the halachas, these halachas, right? It's an inyan ha-torah as well, or get, right? So the rav thought that shechita is, why is shechita counted? He said, it doesn't mean that if a person shechted 100 animals, or 100, you know, 1,000 oifis a day, 80 times makam mitzvah saseh. It means that there's an inyan of shechita, and there's a chalois het of shechita. So if shechita is a matir, so there's a inyan ha-toira called shechita. So then it's counted in inyan mitzvahs. But the rabbit says, no, shechita is not a matir. It's simply, it's a definition and a veiler. That if you shecht in accordance with the hilcha shechita, halacha mos mitzinai, so then it's not called nevela. So then it would not be counted in minyan mitzvahs. It would just be, as the rabbi says, like, you know, it's just a shliva. This issue, whether shechita is a matir or not, will come out, and we'll see that it plays out in many places. For example, I'll just show you that the Kivega thought that shechita was a matir. Kivega asked, if you shecht on Shabbos, why don't you say kol milsa, that the shechita should be possible, kol milsa damach malo sabidi abad lo mahani. Right? That's Kivega's question. So from what's the answer? Suppose you the answer is, what do you mean? Right, so if you see from Kivega that, I mean, there are other possible answers to this, which Kivega himself answers. But I'm just saying from his question, you see that he thought there was a chalois. Anyhow, this was based on, I remember telling this to Rav Shmuel Berman at the time, that this Rambam and Rav may be relevant to that question. I mentioned to you that the Torah mentions not only what the Rav said, kiyumim, but, you know, inyone ha-Torah. So I used to learn with the Rav sometimes privately in his room. So I remember we were learning Sefer Mitzvahs. So he said like this, you know, the Lahag, one of the great things about the Ram, when the Ram, you know, we just take for granted how the Ram say the mitzvahs, but when you think about what came before, you see how revolutionary it was in terms of the Ram's innovation, in terms of all the klolim that he had, and what is included, what is not included, and really the Ram stands by itself, because the Ramban is basically, you know, is basically the Rambam, you know, with a few small emendations, but it's really the Ram's minyan mitzvahs. You know, or what we think is a double portion, or mitzvah drabanan are to be counted, or all the different klolim that the Rambam has. But obviously, it wasn't so poshut because the money mitzvahs before that did count them. So the Rav said like this. I mean, it's a little strange, you know, what was the Bahag's reasoning that he counted mitzvah drabanan in minyan mitzvahs? So what he suggested was this. He suggested like this, that the Rambam counts, as I said before, he's not only counting mitzvahs, he's counting inyone ha-Torah, right? So as I said, that shechita is one of the inyone ha-Torah, because according to the Rambam, shechita is not just a definition in the veil, but shechita is a chalois, and the shechita is matir the isa, right? So right. So the Rav said like this, that's why also the Bahag counted mitzvah drabanan, because mitzvah drabanan, true, it's only drabanan, right? But if you're counting inyone ha-Torah, a drabanan is also an inyan ha-Torah. It's a chefcha shel Torah midiraisa. The Rav always used to say this, would somebody say, if I had a choice, you know, let's say one person's learning with Sechus Megillah. Megillah deals almost exclusively with mitzvah drabanan, right? Megillah, Kriyas HaTorah, and so on. And another person's learning Maseches Zevachim, which deals with Kachim and the Avoida. which are mainly mitzvahs d'oraisa, right? Would you say, well, if you're learning maseches Megillah, you're only not mekayem mitzvahs tam v'torah d'oraisa, you're only mekayem mitzvahs tam v'torah midrabbanan, so you're better off learning maseches Vachem, right? So I've said that that's not true. That when Chazal, based on the authority vested in them, let's say losos or whatever the authority is, that which they created was a chesed shel Torah, not midrabbanan. It's a chesed shel Torah midrabbanan. If you study Megillah, maseches Megillah, mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa, used to say. The Rambam says it's a question whether it's a deraisa or a rabbanan. The Rav thought it was a deraisa, it's a lav tofel. The Rambam says if you burn gemaras, that's included under, right? Los Ashen came, right? Okay, so Mishnah thinks maybe only a rabbanan, but so he said if you burn maseches zochim, it'll be a deraisa. If you burn maseches nigil, it'll only be a rabbanan. So no, it's a chefse shel toivim a deraisa. So therefore, the Baha counted also drabonis. You know which drabonis he chose, which not, right? But that's how the Baha, that's the rationale for the Baha for counting mitzvahs drabonim and the minyan mitzvahs, because that's a chetzer shaltor, it's a chetzer shaltor with yiraisa. So with this, we understand also, you know, shechita, that shechita, if it's a matir, right? It's an inyan hatorah. And that's why it counted in minyan mitzvahs. Of course, as the Yad Avraham says, the thing that leads us to think that it's a kila mitzvah is that you make a broch on shechita. But the Rav thought that that wasn't true. He said there's a new category of birkas hamitzvah, that it's not a broch just on the kiyum, because he thought by shechita there's no kiyum, that the broch is on the chalois. And therefore the broch on shechita is on the chalois. But according to the Rav, that assertion of the Rav, that would also demonstrate that the Brach is on the Chalois, that there is a Chalois by Shechita.
When the Rav lists all those dinim, like when he goes through all the Tumas and Nekach Memkar and the Din Le'olam Ben Tavodu, he always says Yishan Sivonu B'din.
Right.
So but he doesn't say it by Get and he doesn't say it by Shechita. He doesn't call it a Din.
Right. But that's why I prefaced my mind. I said, you know, either Ladun or right. But it could be, I mean, the Rav gave that example of Shamasach and so on. But it could be.
Right, I think he says Din by those also.
Right, he does say it by that. Right. But it could be also there because it's in Yoni HaTorah. In other words, to Dan because it's in Inyan HaTorah, but it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is to be done. Because it's the mitzvah that they, I mean, there should be done or be called up
to,
you know.
No, for sure not. But I'm saying
to say
those in Yonah Torah, he always called, the Ram calls them dinim, like when he has his act done before all the tumas.
Right.
But he doesn't call it a get. He doesn't call it a din.
Right.
So I don't know, doesn't that imply it's that there is a kiyum?
Why does that apply to the kiyum?
Because by all the other things that are in Yonah HaTorah, he calls them a din.
Thinking just the opposite, that by others it's a kiyum, you'd be being down on being these parshiyos and here.
No, he always says like bedin tumas sharis, bedin tumas meis, bedin mecha chumemka.
Yeah, I don't know that it demonstrates either one, that he doesn't say it. Because it's not always, it's not, you know, these are things that are not necessarily chal and bezdin, because you can give a.
Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah,
with
same
Thomas
thing. But the other things are also. All right. It's hard to believe. You know, in this respect, by the way, in terms of whether shechita is a mitzvah or not, you know, there's some safety about it, a lot of discussion about it. So we're going to talk about it later on. But it could be. I mean, it could be that there's a difference by shechita by kachim that this taka kiyum, that's part. It's one of the dalad avodis. There it is a kiyum, and by shechita by pechulin, it's not a kiyum. Maybe. I mean, then we have to get involved with the question of what shechita by kachim is. Is shechita by kachim a separate parasha? Shechita by kachim, you know, it's really just shechita school. The reason is just shechita kachim. So we're going to talk about that also. We'll see. The Rav thought that was not quite in Rashi and Ramban and Chumash. Where do you learn Shechita Shchul? According to Ramban, it's learned from Shechita Shkotchim. And according to Rashi, Shechita Shkotchim is learned from Sevachta.
and shechit is chulin is halacha las resina.
So I'm going to skip the halacha of mitzvah to shechit alum from him right now. We'll come back to it, but there are interesting pisli tshuvas here. One of them, by the way, mentions, if you look at pisli aleph, he talks about what Ephraim spoke about, whether shechit achilas basa, what do you yotzei simchas yontif with achilas, what do you call it? Of. He talks about it. He brings it to Agav. He says, "What if you need Kabbalah for Shechita nowadays? What if a person doesn't have Kabbalah, and the Shoichid is sick and he can't shech? Will we let a person who knows he'll for Shechita, never shecht it, and doesn't have a Kabbalah shech? So you'll have Basa, you know, and because the Shechita is Oifas, maybe you're not Yoytzi. Anyhow, that's what." Take a look. I mean, just parenthetically, to be yotzei simchas yontif, you don't have to shech, because you can certainly be yotzei simchas yontif also with yayin. And that we say that you're yotzei only with basa. The Rambam is the one who mentions basa, and the Nosei Kelim, I think the Mishnah Melech or Lecha Mishnah and Afanot is, where did the Rambam get this thing about basa? The Gemara in Pesachim only mentions yayin. Anoshim be yayin, anoshim be the tzivonim, and tanim. The Rambam says the klayis where goes in. Whether I'm got close or God's, there's also a question, but you know, the bus is not mentioned in the Gemara. So, but you can certainly be Yotzei Simchas Yontif without the bus, you can be Yotzei with Yayin. And Yayin wasn't, by the way, such a trivial thing to get in all the time. I once heard from Gershon Zaks that the Chavetz Chaim used to make Kiddush, never make Kiddush on wine, or rarely made, used to make Kiddush always on the Lecha Mishnah, because he didn't have wine. The only wine that they had was raisin wine, which he had a shiloh about. I mean, either because it wasn't so easily accessible, but primarily because they were poor. So he always used to have shiloh, he always used to make it on the Chemishna, I imagine, for Dalakosis, he worked it out, but it wasn't so simple. I have in my sefer just passed Pesach, but I have a very, very good shtickle Torah about Dalakosis. It's based on something I heard from the Rav, but since we just mentioned about Simchas Yontif, he speaks about, just tell you know, the Rambam, they ask the Rambam, where did the Rambam get this, first of all, Basa? That's one question, that Basa is necessary for. And the other question that they ask is, where did the Rambam get this about Klois Vegozim? The Gemara just says, Anoshim B'Yayin, and Anoshim B'Dei Tzivonim, right? So, Michal Shurkin told me this week, I talked to him before Pesach, he told me he was having a fight with somebody in Shul, I know it was. So he said, I forgot what the issue was, but he said, which do you like better, a bottle of wine, or if I get a new suit for Yontif? So the guy said, a new suit. So he said, that's what it says for women, you know, new clothing. For men, it's wine, you know. But where did they get Klois Vegozim? So where was Klois Vegozim mentioned in the Gemara and Pesachim? By the Dalakosis, that Ketanim. You know, who don't like wine, or so yain mezikosam, so machalken kloyes vegozim, right? So I once heard from the Rav, he said that the locha of dalet koisis is a special mitzvah of simcha the night of Pesach. And he brought a raya, you see, that Toysis says, you know, yidei yain yotza, Toysis says yidei simchas yontif, and Toysis says, what's the chiddush? Because I might have thought you have to be yotze, you can only yotze if you have all dalet koisis, maybe if it's only one koisis, yotze. What's the happen? What does Dal Kois have to do with Simchas Yontif? Because you see, it's a special halacha the night of what Pesach, the special mitzvah Simcha, because of Chavis, of through the Dal Kois. So I suggested that's why. What's the happen? It says Ketanim Tanku El Machalkem Klois VeGozim. How is Klois VeGozim a substitute for wine for Dal Kois? The text says, because Dalet Koisis is a mitzvah of Simcha, the special Simcha the night of Pesach. So for Ketanim, who can't have wine, we give them Klois Vegozim. It's that dimension of Simcha that's inherent in the Dalet Koisis. And that's how the Rambam knew to borrow that for his standard in general of Simcha. Somebody showed me once, a friend of mine, that if you looked in the Sefer Michtam, He says Tiknu Chazik Chachamim Dalek Koshes Kedei L'Sameach Behem. That's also like what the Rav said. All right. he has here also. You look in Pesach Tshuva has discussion also for this. These halachas Kabbalah. Can a father give Kabbalah to his son? And you say that if he didn't get Kabbalah, the b'dyeved is it also, right? Quotes Yishus Yankov says lechatchi you should get Kabbalah not from a color but from somebody not a color.
That's just a primary chashash, or is that a
halachic chashash?
Unless a son gets
smicha
from his father.
How do you know if a son gets
smicha
from his father?
Well, you see that he can't. Maybe there's a value also.
If he can't get,
where
if he can't get Kabbalah, I presume he can't get smicha either. The don is the feeling, but cool, much as any other. But if according to the Shus Yaakov, become a chachil yesh lito kabbal ne'achas she'enu krovo save based lechem mashukosin is that I don't know what is the lach by smicha.
The mashal, if you hold that smicha is mishus to pass them in front of your rabbi, so lo yitakein that if a person's father is his rabbi mufak, then it's impassable for him to get mishus to pass them in front of your rabbi. You can't get smicha from someone who's now your rabbi mufak according to that day, because it doesn't help.
But maybe you need both then. Maybe you have to have the father should give him a shus and somebody else also. Father gives because he's Michael and so on, but then maybe you have to give smicha to somebody else as well.
That
I don't know. It would
be
hard to believe that. We have to look at the shusaki, but I don't know what I'm saying. But
this is not talking about rishus to paskin, rishus to shech. That didn't cover. The minhag to get kabbal is nothing to do with they didn't have cover. If that's what smicha is, that's nothing to do with kabbal.
Kabbalah is a certification. I would have thought Pashtos here is that we're worried that a father is going to think his son knows everything,
right,
even if the son doesn't. So therefore, you have to go to someone who can be objective.
But I think that that's probably the case. I know that the Rav, for example, when he came to Boston, he didn't have smicha, maybe he had from, you know, and he sent and. They sent, with, I'm not sure if he sent, but well, Moshe Soloveitchik sent a telegram to the Dvar of Ram, to Governor Rav, to ask for smicha for him, and he gave, you know, the family, you know, halach mos v'chom lakom, but Moshe didn't give him smicha, he got it from others, because he didn't have. You know, I mean, you can live without smicha. Chofetz Chaim didn't have smicha till he was, you know, an old man. And he asked at the end, he asked from Chaim Leiser. I forgot why he needed it. Was for passport or something, maybe for some legal reason he needed a speaker. But I don't know if it's so possible. I mean, I assume that if he can't get this, he might sure quotes this. So they quote Shus Yankov, Vay the Kov Yochel Lahasmich Mi Hatois the Sanhedrin, Nakitna the Shusu, Bahadu Hudvis, Vakasim Mikoma Kom Yesh Likach Lachakilka Lumisha Enu Kov. Right. So they, you see, if you look in Gilan Ashur, he quotes a Vay from regular Smicha, right? From one Sanhedrin, not by, right? So he says, you see if you can get Smicha, he's identified them, so you can get from. So here also, so I assume if it's lechatchila, you shouldn't get from anybody who's not a kalav. So lechatchila for smicha for rabbanus also, you shouldn't get from a kalav. He, from Eger, according to him, identified him. Okay, now just a side point here. What about it says here for avodim in the sif beis. Right, ומותו לאכול משחיתוסו שרוב הרגילים לשחות הם בחסקס מומחים מוחזקים. Right? So we're going to talk about this, what the loch of Rav Mitzvah Shrita is when we do that Beis HaLevi. But there's an interesting discussion here about Avodim. Who are these Avodim? So look in the Taz, Betur Ois Beis, Betur Kosov Avodim Meshuchrorim, V'tama Beis Yosef Ha Meshuchro Hu Ki Yisrael Gomor, Hu Kvotzachi Kamoyu Basroi B'inyin Zer, V'linir Da'af Apishu Meshuchro Enu Ki Yisrael Gomor Mitzad Hasvara, Shechein Matzinu B'medrash Yalke Parshas Achremos, בצורך לרבות נושם ועבודם משוחרם, הרי לפעם דה אבן משוחר צורך ריבוי כמו אישה, אם כן אף במישן דה חושב כאן נושם ועבודם יש לומר דה ממשרוך ומקיירי, ויל מסוס מן המפורש במוקם אחר. So what does the Taz hold? He holds that according to the Torah, it says, בתור כוס ועבודם משוחררם, and hereby, in the Mechab, it just says ועבודם, that if he's not, the Beis Yosef is, if he's Meshuchah, he's Mamash complete gear, right? So if he's Meshuchah, then what? Then, if you have that gear, so the Taz claims that if he's Meshuchah, it's a special Chiddush, right? But then according to the Taz, that Eved She'enu Meshuchra, right, would be possible, right? I don't know if it's possible yet, but it wouldn't be V'yomit Sosim and Mefurish, right? Look in the... So the Nekudah said, the Shach doesn't like this. V'li Nira She'chem Atzin B'medrash Yalkos Zer Shivus Deim Kein B'kol Mokom B'mishnah V'shas Bestam avodim hain mishuchram for vade lesser for kamasugis b'shas lo muchi hachi for chol hashas for aposkim moli mizeh bestam avde hain she'ena mishuchram gam besukka b'perek hayoshon tnan noshim v'avodim p'turim min hasukka v'hain b'she'ena mishuchram de'ibe mishuchram chayovim b'dirayitza ki de'isa b'shas ezlu rabo sesagim v'avodim mishuchram Gave him a kahu, a hedge of a toy, some vocale rabbles, come in stamped, come in sugis, bishas, the low havily lahavi, me hayalko, the odua, shesifi hayalko, muksok and betos, over medrish yalko, zer who betos, coin himself, agachimos, betos, anyhow. So he disagrees, right? The creed, the great, Tinu Shahon, the Havilaminum, the each of Midland. I'm not sure.
Makes sense.
Probably
the
Yalkut Shimon. I mean, the other. Right. So anyhow, there's a shaila here between the Taz and the Shach. Whether avodim regular avodim or not avodim mishuchav, and whether they can share, right? And if they did, but the yevet, I guess, would it be kosher? I mean, an Eved Meshuchra, look in the Shach.
It's in Yalkut Shimoni.
What?
It's in Yalkut Shimoni.
Yalkut Shimoni. Vavad Mechol Adam Afilu Ein. The Shach says, Vavodim chol adam afilu ein makirim hatur kosev vavodim meshuchvarim v'nivli t'tain t'savaleis t'stam avodim yeshtam kol amidas haroz yolso min harekim hapochzim k'nevinen b'kam aduch l'ene b'cheskas kashus v'kimpius amas nisen sheviu hatoysev avodim shochtim lechatchila haynim b'meshuchlorim. Tim lo kein af al pi shemal v'tovel ein l'hamino al hashchita el b'makivin oso shehu kosher. Al kishmakivin oso harehu b'chlal rov mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchim v'mochsok mehem v'kach kosher v'lashpa b'toros ha'odon b'toros ha'bayis ha'orach d'avodim hem b'chlal rov mitzuyin ashe shepa mumchim hem b'chayinim v'lidas Adrisha, Vinkin, Hamachavish, Hishma, Tavis, Meshuchram, Ozil, the time of the Kosovo, they say, Kashima, Yimishuchram, Afila, Ainu, Meshuchram, Nami came. Val came, Bimachava, Mari, Bimakirin, also Shehem, Ksherim. Alright. You know, it could be that the Torah thinks, I mean, let's just clear, what is the Shah? Let's say a regular Eved. Why, if you would think that he is excluded, why would he be excluded? So, why would he be excluded? So the Shach says he would be excluded because why? We just don't trust him because we know the kind of life that an Eved lives. After Behefker and Ichalei, so you can't trust him. But that means Ikar Din. Right? Just, you know, Marach would require certain standards, right? Rabbi Tzunei Tzashrit and Mumchen Haim, and we therefore can see Yerush Shemayim and Rabbim, this and this and that. So an Eved doesn't have that standard, right? But it wouldn't. It's from the Shach. It doesn't sound that it's Meikra Din that he's possible, right? The Taz, which and the Shach disagrees with the Taz, thinks that's Meikra Din he's excluded, right? But if it is Meikra Din, this is what I would suggest. It's more mustaba like the Shach. But we know that an Eved she'ena meshuchra, right? There's a chzon in his kedushas yisrael for halaya. The Ramam Shita is that you require tefillah midiraisa, right? Tosis says it's on midravonim, but according to the Ramam, that's midiraisa. Chaim talks about it in the Sefer. So there's something deficient in his kedushas yisrael, right? So maybe he's not called the Baal Zricha.
Would this be telling on the Machlokas Rashi and Rambam Rebbe mentioned before? Because if there's a separate halacha of shchita, halacha of shmisina, say he's nizer and he's muzer in the vela, so it be more difficult maybe to mechalek.
Well, whatever it is, it's still he has to be bar zvicha and include.
Yeah, but why wouldn't he?
I mean, it's a chid. I tell you this to the Taz. It's a chiddush anyhow because he is muzu in the veil, right? But if you say that's meikur adin, then it means he's not called the bar zvicha because felt in the klushis rov. But look, a muma also, right? A muma is not called the bar zvicha because if you see the zechzon in the klushis rov, it's not a bar zvicha. Right? Maybe. Whether Mum is a chassan to show, that's already a stretch. But it's not such a double, you know, mm-hmm. It's Dino Ka Akum, so.
Because maybe this is easier.
Could be a psul Akum, but it's not a chassan to show.
Maybe it's easier to say this according to Ramban that you learn Shchita from Kachem. So, you know, he's not a Barasuka for Kachem. I don't know if it depends on that.
But I'm just saying, if it's a chassan in Kedush Yisrael, I just want to say something.
The Taz is saying it by Meshuchra. The Taz explained why it's a Chiddush and Meshuchra is Kasher.
But an Eved She'en Meshuchra is excluded.
Right, but
he's excluded Mikra Adin.
He's excluded Mikra Adin, and it's a Chiddush that Eved Meshuchra is Kasher. He's answering the Beis Yosef's question that Eved Meshuchra is just a Ger.
Right. The Taz goes so far as to say that even in Eved Meshuchra, any Yisrael Goma Mitzad HaSvara. Right? I wouldn't have thought that but you see that he's saying but an Eved that is excluded because he's not an Yisrael Goma. Because he's not Yisrael, right? Yisrael Goma,
he's
right?
He's saying even Eved Meshuchra is not Yisrael.
Right, so that's a Chiddush. You can think so, right? He's saying that it's not so posh even Eved Meshuchra, right? I mean, by the way, if there was another possibility which the Shach doesn't speak about, it could have been that we're speaking about an Eved Meshuchra who didn't have tefillah yet, right?
Or if he didn't bring his karbanos.
So for certain things he's called.
He can't touch it. That's Shach Tshchita also.
Right, but without like offhand that ever without you know a gear without kabbonis is a complete yisod just as a chovas kabbonis.
I thought Rav Chaim's masbir is that he can't eat kachim because he's
is that psul akum?
Is it psul akum?
The Rav says that he was
sick. The Rav said that.
He said it. The Shittu Kumetzis there says that he'll be he'll pass about. He's also the Basis Salt. He'll bring his Kabbonis and he'll pass and so on. Got you know for Kahun and so on. So you see, and he said that's a Chiddush. Pashas is not according to the Shittu Kumetzis. You see, it's a Chesaron Kedushin Sisol.
Because I think it's Vedaik also the Rambam, even though it's all about Kachem. I don't remember. Okay.
I think I brought it up in my creases in the Masala Hagadim. Right. So, and he quoted that Shittim Gometz from the beginning of creases. So, what I was going to say is that maybe Eved is a Chesaron Kedushin Sisol. So, I just want to just tell you about a conversation I once had with the Rav. I brought this up in my Gan Shoshana. The Rav used to say that you know the Eved, you know, that an Eved in terms is chayiv and mitzvahs like an isha, right? But he said there's a basic difference between an Eved in mitzvahs aseh shesman grama and avodim. He said by an isha's kedushas soul is 100% complete, exactly the same as a man, just she's not chayiv mitzvahs aseh shesman grama. So therefore, if she'll do the mitzvah, there'll be a kiyum. But an ish, right? By an ish, but an Eved, he said it could be that there's no kiyum if he does it because. Lagabe mitzvah sheshes man grama, pizachson in his klushis yisrael, right? This is what I asked the Rav once. I asked him, the Yushalmi says, I have about this in my sefer. It says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? So the Yushalmi excludes an Eved, his Eved Kanani, is not chayiv to say Shema because Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, mi sheyesh lo adam echad. You know, Lafuke and Evan, right? So he asked them, why does Yerushalmi need a special pasuk? Shemakim Hashem Echad. Yerushalmi should just say that his pasuk is it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, just like an isha's pasuk, right? So he answered me like this. He said that, and I think later on I asked. Minchas Chinuch in the Koimitz Mincha in the back asks a similar question and I think it gives the Rav's Teret. The Rav said it just on the spot. He said, "Now for me, like the Gemara says in Chikiga, the Gemara says the Gabe Chatzi Evet Chatzi Bechorin, the Gabe Ria. Why do you need a Shadon or Eyes Potkas Mitzvah Sheshes Malka? Now for me, the Chatzi Evet Chatzi Bechorin. That's what the Rav answered. So I said the other answer could be this: that according to, but this would be against what he said. In other words, if you would say that an Evet if he does mitzvahs, is what? He's potter because like an isha, so he's potter. It's mitzvah sheshes man grama. But if he does it, there's a kiyum. Nafkamina for bracha. Rabbi Natan says, right? Women make brachas on mitzvah sheshes man grama, right? But by an eved, he would be excluded and there'd be no kiyum at all, right? But the Rav didn't give that answer because he assumed that an eved anyhow was mufka. So what do you need? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's why he had to come up with.
But the Gemara Chikiga about Chatzia and Chatzia and Chalva. Does Yerushalmi
have that? Yerushalmi says that? No. The Gemara Chikiga speaks that out. Yeah, no, Yerushalmi doesn't have that. No. He says, he just being with Dhamma, one to the other. Yerushalmi has that. Liver says, Pnei Adon Elokim, Mishi Yesha Adon Echad. Right, Yerushalmi doesn't have that. Okay. I just want to point out, if you look in the Yad of Ephraim here, it says Afilu Nashim, Ayin Be'eshel Avron, B'Shem Simla Chadasha, V'Ayin Shevus Yaakov, and so on. Isha Shalamda Hilcha Shchita, K'sheri Lishvog, Afla Atzma, V'chein In Badok Sokim, V'Nosalam, V'Omer Agabo Yechola Lishvog, Abo Ein V'Manin Osa Liyo Shochetes L'Rabim Klal, Ayin Sham. Right, I mean, so the rabbim she can't be, so that would go, you know, that's like that kolbo that I quote, right? That it's the rabbim not, but la'atzma yes. But of course, so the Adifan also has the story that, see, what do you call it? About the choila, you know, Erev Yontif, that the shoycha was a choila, can you have somebody else shech, you know, get involved in the shagai yotzi simchas yontif with the with psal, you know, psal of, or do you have to have dafka boko and so on? Which, you know, Bisri Chuba quoted also. Alright, so we'll stop here. Next week we'll do, we'll do the base of Yod, you know, just talk to the base of Levi about what we see to Shriva Munkanan, and we'll talk about you know, the famous Taz here. I'll just reference it, right? You know, if they tested him and he didn't know the halachas, you know, if he once had Kabbalah, then we go, but we don't pass him a freya, you know, so on. The Chazaka, his famous Taz in the Shach. And then we'll speak about you know, shechitas, cotton, and so on.